during the time of slavery, marriage was seen as something that was well sought after by African Americans. Of course, you know the myth side to that, which is, you know, you have to have jumped the broom in order to validate a marriage. So black folks sought to have their marriages validated through the mainstream. Unfortunately, legally, we weren't allowed to get married. And so the African American community, we have a high regard for the institution of marriage.
Absolutely. You know something, the book group that I have at my library recently read a book called Freemen, and it is about an enslaved man who was freed, lived in Philadelphia, and upon hearing that the war was over, just left everything, left every comfort he might have had, turned around to walk 1,000 miles back to Mississippi to find his wife. I shoot that in there because we don't see, I don't think, enough images now of black folks being in love. I mean, sure, you know, we get divorced, this happens too. But the other side of it is that we don't see, you know, the romance, the sweetness, and the genuine love between African Americans. And I think sometimes, unfortunately, because those images are not out there, especially for our young people, that they don't have the kind of guideline to follow. I mean, those of us who came up during the 60s and 70s, the Smokey Robinson kind of romantic period, at least we knew that there was a concept. And when I look around now, I'm thinking, in addition to everything else, our young people don't really even have that image to hold on to.
That's right. You know, it's so much more, it seems trashier now.
Oh, it is trashier.
But marriage was something in our community, and a church wedding, no doubt.
Yep.
People sought validation if the minister gave his blessing to the couple and got them off to a fresh start. You know, you would go and you would ask for someone's hand in marriage, and you would ask, "Can I marry your daughter?" Those days seem to be long gone. Mm-hmm. People now, you see more just have a baby. And you have to ask yourself, how many babies have you seen born in the last couple of years versus how many weddings have you been invited to?
It's a whole sea change. And I know, you know, it's a generational difference. I mean, I can remember, I was listening to this old tape last night, and Diana Ross was singing Love Child," and how she was scorned and she loved this guy. But of course, she didn't want to bring a child into the world under the same circumstances that she did. I don't think that song would have made it to the airwaves now. But just the idea that any kind of social stigmas, you know, aside, that economically, if you really love your child and you want the best for your children, then you probably are going to want to be in a situation where you can give them the financial and the emotional support that they need. And again, I think that's just not a message that's getting out. It just isn't. But do we divorce at higher rates than other ethnic groups, do you think?
I don't think all of the information is sort of across the board. You know, you could say that 50% of all marriages end in divorce, but African Americans face different kinds of challenges. Sometimes when the economy is bad, we have all kinds of social pressures. You know, the money's bad, the honey's bad. And so when we are able to overcome some of the obstacles and challenges that our families have, our marriages tend to last. And we do well when we're married. However, when you deal with some of the social challenges, the male shortage, and sometimes what African American women have to accept and take and deal with, because brothers can have their choose of the lot, you know, it creates all kinds of social dynamics that we see when a black man is not working and his wife is working and she's holding down the family and she's the breadwinner. You know, these are all kinds of difficulties that would put strain on any kind of family structure.
We're joined by our third partner, Emma Jackson Ford. Hi, Emma. Welcome.
Thank you.
Ms. Jackson? Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was fighting the snow trying to get here.
See, I told you, Portland just do not deal well with any kind of snow.
Well, the temperature here in Chicago is 6 degrees today, so we'll trade off.
Oh, we're feeling better already.
I think it's about 20 here.
Okay.
Let's see. One of the questions I wanted to ask is, are we now black people marrying at earlier ages or later?
Black people are marrying later, if and when they get married. I mean, now we're at the point where half of the children that are born in our society are now born outside of the bounds of matrimony. And so you even see in the court systems where they have to accommodate families who are going through that. And I write about that in the book as well. So the book isn't just for married people going through divorce, but it's for African-American families who are going through breakup as well, so couples who are going through breakup. So even if you're not married, the book would have tons of information, how to break up the right way. But when you see a couple that's not married, and they're breaking up, they don't have any foundation oftentimes. Their families don't know each other. And you'd be surprised.
I'm sorry to break in, but we have a pledge break coming up.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
And you've been kind enough to donate copies of your book, so we want people to know that and be inspired to call in.
No problem.
Yes, we do have copies of The African American Guide to Divorce and Drama, Breaking Up Without Breaking Down. This is Lester L. Barclay, Esquire, who is the author. And we do have copies of this book for a $60 pledge of support. Hi, I'm Conch, and this is Lynn, and we would love to get a copy of The African American Guide to Divorce and Drama into your hands. If this is something that would be helpful to you or to a friend or loved one, this is a great opportunity to do so, and the easiest way to do that is by calling one of our volunteers that are in the same room with us and looking forward to helping you out at the toll-free number, which is 877-500-KBOO. That's toll-free 877-500-5266.
Absolutely. Excuse me. 877-500-5266 will help you support Black Book Talk. Once again, one of the things that we give you on KBOO that does not happen almost anywhere else on the airwaves I can think of. Another 877-500-5266. And this is an unusual and a great book, The African-American Guide to Divorce and Drama, Breaking Up Without Breaking Down. And it will not break you to pay $60 that could be like $5 a month to get this important piece of information into your hot little hands. You just have to call 877-500-5266. You don't have to go out in the snow. You can just sit back home. And if you're at your computer, you can go to kboo.fm and click on donate now, and that will take you right to it. And then while you're there, say that you select, there's a little thing select from the program that you're going to be listening to, select Black Book Talk, so they get credit for this, because we have a goal this morning for Black Book Talk. It is, I'm turning around, I'm sorry, so that makes it sound bad, $250. That is a modest goal. We can easily do that with just a few of you calling in to this important show, 877-500-5266.
Yes, this is Lester Barclay. The author is an African American attorney in Chicago. I am familiar.
Our hometown.
Our hometown. I'm familiar with some of the societal forces that broke up marriages a lot back during the 80s when the president at the time said that only the truly needy should get government help, which meant that intact families were taken off of support from the government, and you kind of had to be a broken up family to get helped out on the welfare. So these are the things that you only hear from KBOO. These are the important things that we know to keep our communities and our families together and to help support each other when things go bad. So again, if you want a copy of The African American Guide to Divorce and Drama by Lester Barclay, call us now at 877-500-KBOO. And let's hear more from the folks at Black Book Talk.
You mentioned earlier the prison industrial complex. Could you elaborate on that? What percentage, for instance, of common law marriages, people from those type of situations end up in jail?
Well, you know, it depends on from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. However, what we're seeing a number of African American men, sometimes now three generations, that are ending up in prison. You know, I was on a panel in Washington, D.C. a few months ago, and one of the panelists described, he's a psychologist, said he asked a kid to draw a picture of where he saw himself in the future, and he drew a wonderful picture of himself, but it had bars in front of it. And so he said, well, you know, why are you drawing a picture of yourself behind bars? And he said, that's where the men in my family go when they become adults. how tragic. But we're seeing this in our families. And so this is akin to a divorce. For instance, if you marry someone or you're in a relationship with someone and children come into play either in the marriage or outside through a relationship, and that person is sentenced to 8 years in jail, are you supposed to wait for them? And I address that in the book. There's a chapter, When Daddy Goes to Prison, the incarcerated spouse. And how do you deal with that? Are you supposed to wait those 8 years until that person gets out? And are you supposed to remain faithful to them? And are they supposed to remain faithful to you while they're in prison? And so what does this mean when there's a change in some kind of sexual orientation when that person is released? And how do you deal with that? So these are very, very difficult issues that challenge our community. Nonetheless, they have to be dealt with.
You talk about, you know, dealing with the aftermath of divorce or separation, and certainly children are there. What kinds of advice do you give people in terms of how you can, I don't know if you can protect children, but support children through this process?
Well, children need an ark of safety. And so they need to be insulated. They need an arc of both parents looking out for their best interests. They need an arc of both parents cooperating together, recognizing that, you know, people will get divorced as long as they get married and their marital problems. They need an arc of hope for their father, recognizing that their father is someone who, you know, because mama always makes a way. In our community, black men have been able to walk away, move on. It's not uncommon for an African-American male not to be educated, maybe has even served some time in prison. He could come out at 40 years old and emerge, and he could find a 28-year-old woman who likes his level of maturity. But that's not the same for African-American women. Oftentimes, their children become a substitute for them entering into another relationship. So they feel that they have to be protectors of their children. And you'll hear a woman who's gone through a divorce or a separation in a relationship, she'll just say, well, I'm into my kids right now. I'm really working hard to make sure that my kids are safe and secure. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes that's really a substitute for basically saying, I don't trust someone, I don't want to get into a relationship right now, or even I can't even find somebody that I think is suitable for me at this time. So children need, they need family peace, they need a time perspective of understanding, so that they understand that the process of divorce, which seems to last a lifetime for children, is not something that will go on and on and on. So children need to be insulated, and they need to be protected. At the same time, they still need discipline. You know, we don't need to just let children off the hook and let them run wild because their parents have gone through a bad divorce. We need to basically discipline and affirm our children and use appropriate discipline and teach them full responsibility.
What about those people who are in states where common law marriage is allowed? When they break up, what happens? Do they have to go through some sort of legal process?
Yes, they have to go through a similar legal process. So if the state or the jurisdiction recognizes them as a marital unit, then they would have to sever that relationship, and they would have to determine who's going to have custody of the children. What will the visitation arrangements be for the children? I mean, all these issues, how are we going to divide the marital residence? Are we going to sell it? Is one party going to buy the other party out? So they have to go through many of these same dynamics. And so some of these dynamics are emotional. And what I always tell people who I advise and counsel, take care of your emotional issues before you commence your legal ones, because you could be spending a lot of time and wasting a lot of money if you're so emotionally attached to this person that you're not acting rationally. I mean, I've got PhDs who are slashing tires and breaking out windows and keying cars because their hearts have been broken. So this isn't a high class, low class, and we see domestic violence that goes across all socioeconomic borders, and so you just see that divorce brings out sometimes the worst and even the nicest person.
You know, we're heading up to a pledge break, but I want you to just think about this and tell us about this when you come back. The subtitle of the book is Breaking Up Without Breaking Down, and all of this is a part of it, but I mean, how do you advise people, you know, so that they can have, hopefully, as civil a divorce as possible? I think we got about 4 seconds to go, and then you'll have about 2 or 3 minutes to think about it. So when we come back on the other side, tell us a little bit about that, how you advise people to handle the divorce with some dignity.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take just a couple minutes out of this exciting interview to ask you to donate. We are a commission-free station, but there are times, as you all know, a few times a year that we are excited to come to you and ask you to help contribute monetarily to the running of this station, KBOO. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, and you are the person, you, yes, you out there are the person to call in right now.
And we have a great cross-section of the community behind us waiting for your phone call at 877-500-KBOO. You know, if you're not near a phone, it's still possible to get in touch and contribute and become an active member at KBOO.FM. Look in the upper right-hand corner of the page, and there's a jar that says Donate Today. But we would love to have you call one of our folks here at 877-500-KBOO, and maybe you would like a copy of The African-American Guide to Divorce and Drama by Black Book Talk's guest today, Lester L. Barkley, Esquire, highly respected African-American attorney in Chicago. It is available at only $5 a month when you call in or click in with your $60 a year membership to KBOO. $5 a month will get you all the benefits of a KBOO membership, plus a copy of The African-American Guide to Divorce and Drama, Breaking Up Without Breaking Down, which is a really valuable resource for you or somebody in your life that appreciates that sort of thing. This has been a really fascinating and thorough interview today, and there's even more information to be had in that book.
Absolutely, and we want to thank our restaurants who their contribution, everyone contributes something, and their contribution for today is Bread and Ink Cafe at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, Little River Cafe at 0315 Southwest Montgomery, and Miss Delta at 3950 North Mississippi Avenue. Thank you so much, restaurants. We appreciate you the way we appreciate you who are about to call 877-500-5266 and help us with our $250 goal for Black Book Talk. It's a modest goal. It's one we can totally meet. And you can get a copy of this amazing book, The African American Guide to Divorce and Drama, Breaking Up Without Breaking Down, which is always helpful. Everybody can find something in this. It is a hand-holding divorce drama and remediation. Lester Barkley has been giving a fascinating talk today. I'm assuming this will be up on the web, something really interesting to talk about. But to have an actual book in your hands, this has been an hour of talking about books here on KBOO. We actually have shows where people talk about books, and we all have actually read them that interview them. It's exciting. It's dynamic. It's calling 877-500-5266 with your contribution today. We're saying start with 60. It's pretty modest, $5 a month, and it will get you the guide, the African-American Guide to Divorce and Drama. I love it. Breaking Up Without Breaking Down, which is sound advice, and Lester L. Barkley, Esquire, has a lot of it to do. He is a very accomplished fellow, and I am looking forward to reading this book. 877-500-5266. Help us make our goal, our very modest goal of $250 for Black Book Talk today.
Yes, and again, if you are not near a phone and you just maybe have a mobile device or you have a handy computer terminal, KBOO.FM is the way to get to the little page that's the Contribute Now page, the Donate Now page, upper right-hand corner of our homepage. Will get you there. And you can even check out thank you gifts that are available through the website. You can fill in all your information. You can choose whether to pay a credit card payment or monthly deduction from checking. Or, you know, you can stop in during the business day here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Get a cup of coffee and meet some of the people. And come on back and maybe pick out something that you would like to have as part of the thank you gift for your contribution at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. But the simplest thing to do right now is to call and talk to one of our helpful and informed, well-informed volunteers. And the number to call is 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO.
Welcome back to Black Book Talk, and we are once again talking with attorney Lester L. Barclay, the author of The African American Guide to Divorce and Drama, Breaking Up Without Breaking Down. Please tell us a little bit more how you advise your clients to break up without breaking down.
Well, I think that one of the things that you want to do is you want to look and see, pause just for a moment and review what marriage actually means to you. Mm-hmm. Do a inventory of yourself, your spouse, before you decide to divorce. Determine what you have to gain or what you have to lose. You may also want to gain the support of a good personal counselor, somebody who can walk through things with you, because, you know, navigating the troubled waters of divorce or relationship breakup can be devastating for some people. So you might want to find, you might find it beneficial to talk with someone. It could be a friend, a soror, a fraternity brother. It could be a minister, but you want to find someone who can be a listening ear. You also want to retain a culturally competent attorney. You don't want to just get anyone and turn your family situation over to someone who's insensitive to your family structure. Understand the role of grandparents, extended family, and what that means in the African-American context. Understand that sometimes you can push a brother over the edge, and he can not only divorce you, but he can divorce the children, and he can walk away and never have a relationship with the children. And while the lawyer may have gotten you the house, the car, and the savings account, he couldn't give you the one thing that you really wanted, which was you wanted your children to have a relationship with their father. Mm-hmm. So be careful who you turn your children over to. You know, look at support groups. You know, there are all kinds of support groups through church. You know, there's spiritual support groups that you can also become a part of. You know, I would also say resist intrusive individuals, people who are just coming in, getting into your business, and basically want to simply gossip and tell you what a bad situation you're in. So you want to stay away from those people. But there are a number of ways that you can really break up without breaking down, and you can deal with it. The most important that I would say is, you know, don't be afraid to go and get that counseling that you need to be able to sit down and sort some of this out and put it in perspective, knowing that it may be some dark days ahead, but the sun will shine again.
You know, that is so important, because when you mentioned it earlier, I just remember thinking that Black folks are always worrying about somebody getting in our business, and there's very little that's private anyway. But that, you know, we need to get over that. So I'm glad you've emphasized that.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I was thinking about is, a long time ago when I was a child, I remember a lot of older people, grandparents of my friends, having sort of separate lives. They didn't divorce. They stayed in the same house, but maybe they slept in different rooms. They had hobbies. They went to two different churches sometimes, but they stayed together until they died.
That's what parents did who respected the institution of marriage. They did have separate lives. You know, I mean, when you go back and you even look, and you talked about your friends, but, you know, sometimes it was in our own families.
It was my grandparents.
Yeah, my grandparents.
And you process it now, and you say, they had separate beds, they had separate rooms, and that was granddad's room, that was grandma's room. But they stayed together because marriage meant something to them.
Yes.
And so even though I am a divorce lawyer, I have been doing this for many years. I've been married for 30 years, 30 good years, and I'm a strong proponent of the institution of marriage. I think that I have been able to help people navigate through this process by being sensitive to how you can do this in a peacemaking way. And that's what I wrote about. Mm-hmm. I wanted to address this so that our families are so important. And I tell my clients all the time, we have a duty and responsibility to present, particularly our children, to society in a whole fashion. And so my son may have a need to marry your daughter. And so if you want me to present my son to society whole, then you need to have your daughter presented the same way. And so it's very important to me as an African-American practitioner that I get over to the clients that I represent that we have a duty and responsibility because we are the village to take care of our children. Yes, parents are going to get divorced. Yes, there's going to be marital strife. But you can mitigate some of that by insulating your children, by doing right by your children, by bringing peace to a very difficult situation. And that's what I advocate, peacemaking techniques during breakup and breakdown.
You know something, Attorney Barclay? I would choose you as my advocate for anything. Because you are bringing compassion, cultural competence, and straight out smarts. No question about that. I mean, we're looking at your resume and the people that you've represented and the fact that in spite of everything you do, you are still teaching Sunday school for the last 20 years. So just thank you for bringing your message to Black Book Talk. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Right. And happy Valentine's Day to you and your wife.
Thank you.
And thank you for reading this, for writing this book.
Yes. This is Black Book Talk, Peace and Love.
Right.
It's cheaper to keep her. You see, when you get through staring at judge in the face, you're going to want to curse the whole human race.
It's time for the KBOO News at noon for Thursday, February 6th. I'm Kristen Yount. Portland Public Schools will be sending students home after lunch today due to a winter storm warning in effect. Transit will be compromised as 25 to 35 mile an hour winds bring 3 to 7 inches of snow to the Portland metro area. Conditions will be worsening beyond Troutdale into the gorge. The system should wear down early this Friday morning, and another system will follow on Saturday. Portland public school teachers took less than an hour to vote to strike last night. Over 2,500 teachers made an appearance on a day marked by hundreds of school children walking out of classes to support their teachers. Both Portland Public School Board and the Portland Association of Teachers hope that the impending strike will speed up a resolution. If not, the strike will commence on February 20th and will include many substitute teachers who refuse to cross the picket line. Opposition to the Obama administration's efforts to fast-track the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, has gone unnoticed by media outlets. The media watchdog group, Media Matters, combed through 6 months of transcripts between last August through January of evening news programs of the three major networks and PBS, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership was not mentioned at all. In the last week, 550 groups representing tens of millions of individual people signed a letter to Congress against the bill. Despite the corporate media blackout, you did hear about it here on KBOO. That's going to do it for the headlines today. Please tune in every weekday at 5 p.m. for the latest in local, national, and international news brought to you by volunteers in our Southeast Portland studios.
And you're tuned to Community Radio in Portland, KBOO. 90.7 FM, 91.9 FM Hood River in the Gorge, 104.3 FM Philomath and Corvallis. And our translator IDs are K220HR Hood River, K282BH in Philomath. This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from the Garden Spout, specializing in indoor gardening equipment, including horticultural lighting, environmental control, hydroponic and organic nutrients, and pest control. The Garden Spout is located at 4532 Southeast 63rd, just south of Foster in Portland. Information at 503-788-GROW. This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Hopworks Urban Brewery, committed to creating world-class food and organic beer as sustainably as possible at their carbon-neutral eco brew pubs. Hopworks is located at Southeast 29th and Powell Boulevard, and Hopworks Bike Bar is at North Williams and Shaver. Available on draft and in bottles throughout Cascadia. Information at 503-232-HOPS or hopworksbeer.com.